Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I'm wound up today. So much so that I ended up shooting a bunch of special reports that are up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com over the weekend. Shot three videos yesterday alone because I tried to tune out. Every time I turned on television to watch a little news, every time I went online to check the news, the Drudge Report, but also other sites, I saw news articles at the Huffington Post, Time Magazine, just everywhere, going after the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And I was walking through a store and saw one of the Texas papers putting down the Constitution, putting down our republic, bashing the Founding Fathers. And it just really illustrates the type of tyrants that we're dealing with. And so we're obviously going to be breaking some of that down today. And thank God there is a real media in this country, like Infowars.com, like WorldNetDaily.com. They're not perfect. I don't agree with some of their pro-war views, but overall they'll cover the serious subjects. The DrudgeReport.com and the thousands of alternative media websites and personalities. Natural News, Mike Adams doing a wonderful job. I agree with them about 99% of the time. That's why the system wants to come in and openly start censoring the alternative media. That's why Google admits they've changed their algorithm to start restricting visits to the Drudge Report, to Infowars.com. They wouldn't be doing this if we weren't having an effect against them, just like they wouldn't be attacking the Bill of Rights and the Constitution if we weren't having an effect on these scallywags. Now, when we come back from break, I'll start getting into all of the news. I just want you to know we have Jeffrey Steinberg. He's been the director of counterintelligence for the news weekly magazine, EIR. We'll talk about the economy. They predicted all of this with total precision. The death care known as Obamacare, where that's going. We'll just look at a host of issues with Jeffrey Steinberg coming up in the second hour today. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who really did call this Dominique Strauss-Kahn situation first, when I kind of halfway took the bait and said, I hate the globalists, I hate the IMF, they're criminals, which they are. And this is how these elitists operate, always raping women. And it's true, I mean, it's constantly happening, but I still added the caveat of, but normally they get away with it. They get away with bloody murder if it's Bill Clinton, and you know the list goes on and on with the raping. So I said, I am a little suspicious that New York would go after him. You know, why was Elliot Spitzer, the governor, who passed a law to take the property and put Johns in jail, why was he visiting $3,000, $4,000 a night hookers? Why was the FBI surveilling him within a month of the hooker visit and ready to use that against him? It shows that they know the corruption's there. They only burn you. Well, he tried to score political points by pointing out that the big central banks were engaged in serious crime. And so they burned Elliot Spitzer. So this whole thing, the point is they're now reporting that she is a prostitute, that she's connected to organized crime. The big tell of the Dominique Strauss-Kahn situation, you know, the thing that really gets my hairs on the back of my neck up is that Sarkozy's Karl Rove, his chief political strategist, and also one of his main aides, separately, before Kahn had even been arrested or was even in the news, put out tweets that he was a rapist and had done this, and later admitted, well, we had spies following him around in the hotel. We had spies in the hotel and following. That's how we knew. I mean, right there, this is his big political rival. But it's a distraction at a certain level that we'll spend 20, 30 minutes on. I'll skim to the economy with Roberts in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast. But that's coming later. I've got the incredible economic news. They've gobbled up Greece. Now they're saying, oh, we need even more money. Who would have thunk it? We've got a lot of other incredible news. It's all coming up. New TSA news. Stay with us.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I hope everyone had a wonderful 4th of July. I hope that everybody was safe out there. And I also hope that when you sat around with your family roasting hot dogs and grilling steaks and hamburgers that you talked about why the 4th of July is so special. We're going to be discussing that today. You know, I didn't read the Declaration of Independence last Friday on air. A lot of other talk show hosts did. I didn't cover it Sunday because I figured, you know, people could read that for themselves. But more and more I realized that I need to read the Bill of Rights on air. I need to read the Constitution on air. I need to read the Declaration of Independence, July 4th, 1776 on air, with John Hancock's name big and bold up at the top, along with Thomas Jefferson, signing what could have been their death warrant. Many of them did have family killed or themselves killed, their farms burned down, their property seized. They went through hell because they were tired of warrantless checkpoints. They were tired of out-of-control bureaucracies and taxes. They were tired of only the aristocracy, only the aristocrats who had inside connections were allowed to engage in major commerce and business. They were tired of the fraud and the tyranny of the British Empire. And what we're facing today is nothing less than the vestigial remnants of that repackaged in a global corporate model. And, of course, at the same time, many Brits also supported their countrymen in the colonies and realized the tyranny they were facing. So we're going to be talking about some of that today because I shot a couple videos covering this over the weekend because I was so angry about it. I'd turn on talk radio I would open the newspaper. I would visit my own websites and see all the mainstream news articles that we were linked to, demonizing the Constitution, demonizing the Bill of Rights, demonizing our constitutional republic, the founding fathers, all of it, and selling collectivist, crony collectivist globalism. You know, a fellow when I was at the anti-TSA demonstration last Monday, Monday before last, to be technical, and a fellow walked up and he said, "I hear you use crony capitalism." And that's the term that most academics use for the system we live under, academics that are being honest. But he said, "Why don't you use the term crony collectivist? Because that's really what it is." And I said, "You're right. But to try to get people to change that term and use a more accurate term, I've got to now for the next few years, and we'll see if we can get into widespread use via your recommendation, start using the term crony capitalism, which is, again, and then introduce them to the new term, crony collectivism or monopoly collectivism, fat cat collectivism, fat cat monopoly collectivism. I mean, really, the best term for it is corporate fascism. They use socialism at the grassroots to get people on their payroll independent so people don't know the joys of true freedom and liberty and the real free market and voting with your dollars, voting with your business choices, and the incredible animating societies that builds, the empowered societies that that builds. Everything the globalist does, whether it's in schools, getting rid of grades, or dumbing the education down where they spend maybe an hour on reading, writing, and arithmetic now and the rest of the hours in diversity training and in environmental tattletale training and law enforcement classes in 6th and 7th grade. We've gotten the curricula now 10 years ago, learning how to spy on your parents. I mean, this is flaming, out in the open, tectonic level, on fire, stomping up and down like an ogre on top of his tyranny. It is fire-breathing, flaunting tyranny just running all over us in a psychological warfare and attempt to break our will. So after I cool down a bit, because I want to be focused here, I'm going to get into the all-out assault a little bit later in the hour on the America, on the Constitution, on the Bill of Rights. I shot the video yesterday. It's gone particularly viral, titled Media Attacks America on Independence Day, and that's exactly what they're doing. The United States is only more dirt, more real estate, another banana republic like China or Mexico or North Korea or Venezuela or Nigeria. It's another thug run with a bunch of plutocrats on top, another command and control society if you don't have that Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights, and if we don't enforce it. And the system's great at blaming the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and our system on the tyranny and the corruption. No, it's since we got away from the Bill of Rights and Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and the spirit of 1776, and the animating contest of liberty. It's a fight even when you're awake and doing everything you can to have freedom. The founders weren't perfect. The idea was beautiful, though, and ideas are bulletproof. They are transcendent. We are transient. Ideas are transcendent when they are based in truth and animated in the great contest when you put it into action, when you will it, when you begin to realize your place in human destiny, that you are transient, like the lilies of the field, but that ideas and the human species, if we don't destroy ourselves, will go on forever. And in the justice we commit today will ring throughout eternity, even if our species died. The evil you do today will ring throughout the universe. Martin Luther King said justice, that the universe bends towards justice. And I see those out there in our society who have consciously decided to be unconscious, who've decided to be willfully ignorant, and how they worship at the feet of corruption and the dark power of evil, how they get off on laughing at those of us that care, laughing at those of us that have a heart, laughing at those of us who believe in justice and dignity and who know we're all imperfect but are striving for something better. The cynics are the greatest cowards because they just go along with the system thinking they'll be left alone. They're smart enough to make a subconscious and even conscious calculation to go along with the evil. I will not be counted among those timid souls. Go from us in peace. Forget that we were your countrymen. In fact, may your chains sit lightly upon you. Crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. Because slavery is a crueler master than death. Being a coward, caring what people think about you, being too timid to speak up and stand up and be involved, that is a death that it has to be endured thousands of times. And I will not live in fear. I will not give in to it. It is not my master. I commit my full will and everything I am in the service of humanity and liberty and its animating fire. I'm going to control myself right now. Of the pantheon of news I have here in front of me, here's one that particularly sickened me. Yeah, he was a socialist, but he meant well. You go back 80 years ago when his thought processes had already matured, talking about Ernest Hemingway. The choice you had was fascism and black uniforms and Kurtzel helmets and Benito Mussolini, or it was socialism. The banksters financing both sides, we now know in hindsight, put out that offer. And many well-meaning people went and became socialists and communists because they believed that was the system that was countering this. Later they learned about Stalin and the rest of it, and many of them turned against it, like George Orwell, real name Eric Blair. But I have been touched by the novels of Ernest Hemingway. I read some of them when I was young and had enough life experiences to then read them and to know that he was putting a lot of real things that happened to him and things that he saw and things that he reported on during the Spanish Civil War as a reporter, like For Whom the Bell Tolls. And it was known at the time, decades later, after World War II, that Hemingway was internationally respected. He was calling for peace. And the FBI began harassing him and harassing his family and persecuting him. And when he said they were harassing him and tapping his phone, they came and arrested him and took him and gave him shock therapy until he was almost a vegetable. And he was so depressed that his intellect and his deep mind that gave him access to his soul had been burned away. He committed suicide. And they called him at the time a conspiracy theorist. A conspiracy. They took the conspiracy theorist and they strapped him down and ran blue lightning across his cerebral frontal lobe, left and right hemispheres. They ran electricity hundreds of times through his brain in the hatred of his humanity and his heart and his soul. They turned him into a zombie and then kicked him out on the street. And it didn't matter that his family and others said, yes, we're being harassed. They said, you're a conspiracy theorist. And they arrested him and they murdered his mind. And now it's all been declassified. The harassment, the surveillance. Oh, the conspiracy theorist. Ernest Hemingway, murdered by the New World Order. That's why the globalists are going to kill me. I'm not even worried about it. I love life so much, I'm willing to give up my life. I'm not worried about that, but I do not want them to grab me and lobotomize me with electricity or with a knife or drug me up for years in solitary confinement and roll me out drooling. But if they do that, it's okay, folks. That's because they're weak, they're fallen, they're scum, they're trash. But here it is, Ernest Hemingway driven to suicide over FBI surveillance. Ernest Hemingway may have been driven to kill himself because of his surveillance by the FBI, his close friend and collaborator has said. And if you go through it, the Nobel Prize winner, again, it turns out, was under FBI surveillance.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs. You that hide behind walls. You that hide behind.
Yeah, reading about Ernest Hemingway and the FBI harassment in his bank accounts, bugging his house, his car, other harassment. They then had him committed with electroshock. And, of course, now they've released FBI documents. They released some in 1983, but it's still a conspiracy theory. And now they've released more. J. Edgar Hoover had a personal interest in the case. He loved to stalk people and harass folks, especially famous people, because he was a egomaniac with no talent of his own. I mean, that's who peoples, the psychopathic government and mega corporate crony power structures. Later that month, he was committed for psychiatric care for believing the FBI was harassing him at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota, where he received electroshock treatment. He attempted suicide several times before being released. A few days after returning home to catch him, he shot himself in the head with his favorite shotgun at age 61. In the years since, I've tried to reconcile Ernest's fear of the FBI, which I regretfully misjudged, with the reality of the FBI file, wrote his friend, the author of Papa Hemingway. I now believe he truly sensed the surveillance and that it was subsequently contributed to his anguish and his suicide. No, he never tried to commit suicide till they grabbed him for saying he was under surveillance, which is now admitted, his mail being gone through, bank accounts, harassment, you name it, phone calls, people in his yard, all of that. And so then they took him and electroshock therapied him for month after month after month after month after month after month after month. And still, even though this is all admitted, they talk about him like he's a kook. Even when they murder you, it's your fault. Because if you faced the tyranny, if you faced what a sick joke it is to have Obama, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, running all these new wars and calling it peace and telling you it's not war, if you admit you're being lied to brazenly and that they think you're so stupid, they think you're so stupid that you don't know what a war is, or they call the Patriot Act patriotic when it guts the entire Bill of Rights, completely guts 6 of the 10 amendments, partially guts the other 4, the first 10. It's all a sick joke to these people to have all these talking heads on the Sunday shows in one unified attack on the Constitution and how it's outdated and a piece of garbage. And the over-the-top attack on liberty and freedom going on at all of the public schools in this country, at the colleges, at the high schools, demonization of America, demonization of the founders, demonization of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, when it was the greatest expression of human liberty at that point, and it is set up against tyranny to allow tyrants to get the mob all hyped up, the general public to bring in tyranny, and to stop dictators from coming to power. And they've worked around it. They've built giant bureaucracies. They've done their best to erode it. And now they point at it and say, it's the reason we've got problems. Just like they blame free market for the banking collapses, when it's the banks doing this by design, threatening to fully collapse the world economy at a faster pace if we don't give in to their larceny, if we don't give in to their hostage-taking of the economy. And then Greece, second bailout, hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars, your tax money, Germans, British tax money, French tax money. And we're told, oh, it's for those Greeks, and it's all to the private central banks that created the fraudulent instruments and put their people in as the finance minister and the prime minister 2.5 years ago and publicly had meetings about how they were going to bring the country down. Open, naked, criminal activity against society on the surface, and they're not going to stop until we stop them. I know the average person working at the FBI, the average police officer, the average government bureaucrat, the average corporate minion, you're not bad people. You're compartmentalized. You're given fake, false projections politically for why you do what you do. But if you pull back and gauge what's happening in the context of history, there's no doubt this thing stinks to high heaven. I know the last few days I smelled something rotten, something stinking. I knew there was dead meat somewhere in my backyard. I went into the woods. There was a dead raccoon. Rotten. Well, you can smell the stench of tyranny, even if you try to live in denial. How are you ignoring it? As we accept globalism, as we get further away from the Constitution, Bill of Rights, the money, the liberty, the private property, the prosperity, the dignity, the honor, the pride, it's all drying up like puddles in the Sahara Desert. We'll be right back with Key News. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Hey Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live. Okay, let me just scan over some of the news headlines here for you, because I've been ranting for 30 minutes. Yesterday, the Drudge Report, drudgereport.com, gave us a little tip of the hat again on July 4th. All the links were read in the news section, but Infowars.com story by Steve Watson was in blue. So I want to say happy 4th of July to the great folks over at drudgereport.com as well. I remember last Christmas, I got a call. They said, have you seen this? And Drudge Report, everything was red, but Infowars.com is a news link. It was green. So thank you, Matt. That's and all the great folks over there. What we really want to thank you for is helping us fight the tyranny, because we're all in this together. They link to this story that I'll be getting to. Ron Paul goes after the TSA. We'll play that coming up in about 10 minutes or so. Congressman to reintroduce American Traveler Dignity Act this week to basically gut and get rid of the TSA. Another big development from PrisonPlanet.com, Paul Joseph Watson, TSA violates its own policy to stem tide of pat-down abuse footage. And now they don't just tell you to turn your cell phone off or other devices until you've been told you can, or to stay in your seat and fasten seatbelts until The pilot has turned off the fasten seatbelt sign. Now when you land, they instruct you as part of the social engineering and conditioning to not videotape when you leave the gate and to train the slaves that they will be punished. I have a report here. What is this out of NBC? Find the report. Internet doesn't print where it's from. Yeah. Woman escorted off U.S. Airways flight for snapping photo. So there's nobody like the flight attendant to teach you that you're a dirty slave. You don't take a photo of your three-year-old making jokes. You don't do anything of the like. You don't do that. You're a prisoner, and you're going to learn that. Because men in caves had NORAD stand down, and their passports magically survived the World Trade Center fire, and Building 7 fell on its own, and the Easter Bunny flew around on a magic carpet at the same time as well, and so now you're not going to take photos. And the TSA is now harassing people and lying and saying you can't videotape your grope down or others' grope down, despite the fact that even their own policy says they encourage it. Oh, but then we have Homeland Security training videos that they show TSA showing people taking photos and saying that's a sign of terrorism. No, a sign of terrorism is Anwar al-Awlaki and arguably the number three, number two, or number one. They claim different people are number one or number two or number three. In the top three, Al-Qaeda hanging out secretly with the Secretary of the Army and the top brass of the Pentagon when he's on the most wanted list. Or Mutalib, the underwear Christmas Day bomber, being gotten on the plane without a passport. And when the State Department got under pressure, yeah, the sharp-dressed man helping him get on the plane, State Department helper. So powerful they could order the people letting through security without the IDs. Oh, the government's really nice people. Oh, but everybody's so scared we need more security. Remember a week or so ago, without a valid passport or identification, the man... Also, out of Africa, out of Nigeria, he was able to get through all the security and fly wherever he wanted to go. Oh, isn't that nice? It's wide open. It's a joke. Their people are protected. So, but don't you take a photo. Don't you do that. We're going to land this plane at the nearest airport and throw you off and charge you. That's right, with violating federal law. Because federal law is whatever we say is disruptive. It's all part of your dog training how to be a servile slave. Now, let me just stop there for a moment. Before I plunge into the economic news and just a whole smorgasbord of key information, we ran a special last week. And it was one of the most popular ever until we ran out of Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, my newest film. And it was so popular, and all I really care about at the end of the day is getting the information out and being able to fund our operation and to be strong enough to survive different types of attacks. We've been able to do that thanks to your support. We did, we held back like 50 for individual orders for it because in a couple weeks it's coming back in. But I told you that the special to get five of my best-selling films and Mark Dice's book for $29.95 would end. And it has ended. But until this Friday, and then it's completely done, I am going to have a different offer. You can get now Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, The Order of Death, two films, one's an hour and a half long, one's 46 minutes long, two films on one DVD, and four other films, Fall of the Republic, Endgame, Terror Storm, Obama Deception. So that's six films, five DVDs with expanded extras, key weapons in the InfoWar. Remember, you are the resistance, you are the spirit of 1776, you are victory if you wake up and fight back. And Mark Dice's Big Brother book, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True, excellent book paralleling how we've become 1984 in many respects, and in fact surpassed it in some respects, absolutely free, and I'm running this again through Friday because at the end of the day, I had no idea the special It was just time to end the five DVD special. I said, why not just run it for another week and then add a free book on top? And then now it was so popular, we're going to do it for one more week, or I guess 5 more days, and then the deal is done. Technically, we'll probably run it through Saturday so people can get their orders in. But the point is, you can now get Dark Secrets. In fact, Bohemian Grove's coming up in just 10 days. You get Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove, showing what the globalists are into, what they do behind the scenes, the gay porn stars servicing the Christian conservative leaders, the bizarre occultic rituals, the alcohol and drug use. It's all on video in my film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. And the addendum, when we go back to Bohemian Grove, The Order of Death. So that's 6 films, 5 DVDs, and a book, $29.95, Infowars.com. And also The American Dream, great film breaking down how the banking structure works, how the globalists operate in a cartoon format, great for pop culture people, great to wake up your average mind-numb zombie. This is something that they'll probably watch. Tell them, oh, it's like South Park, and then give it to them. And I don't know if I'd show children under like 12 this, because it is a bit racy. Not people are watching, oh, this isn't racy. I mean, look, by old-fashioned standards, it's racy. By 1950 standards, it is. By today's standards, it's not. The point is, it's a little more worldly and designed for brain-numb zombies, and very well done. The American Dream, 30-something-minute short documentary-slash-animated special. Very powerful. Okay. I'm done talking about that. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or prisonplanet.tv to see all my films in super high quality, and, of course, the live streams of the live show. Okay, you know what? Let me just control myself. And we all know I've always failed. Just like I said, it's like the old Tootsie Pop ad with the owl, and the child goes to the wise owl, speaking of Bohemian Grove, and says, Mr. Owl, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop, lollipop? And he says, well, let me see. And he goes, 1, 2, 3, and then crunches into it. He can't control himself. And he says, 3. But this may be the day. Let me just read to you the headlines. Here's economic. ECB will continue to accept Greek debt. ECB unlikely to walk away from Greek banks. Tensions rising between central bank ratings companies. Market Watch. Is the U.S. default inevitable? Patrick J. Buchanan. Bill Gates in global push to vaccinate every child on the planet. Because when he's not talking about reducing your numbers massively, he wants to give you a special shot. The U.N. gets caught killing kids worldwide with their live polio and syphilis shots. But hey, these are good people. Continuing, Krauthammer tells Fox News middle age may never get employed again. Real clear politics. That's up on Drudge Report. Yeah, that's the plan. Job cuts at major banks intensify. IFR. You notice it's in the service sector because you're not going to have money anymore, so they don't need people to give you service anymore. They have the government to give them tens of trillions. That's Reuters. So record bonuses, record profits for the owners and CEOs and shareholders, but not even for their minions. Continuing, hadn't globalism been good for us? Hadn't it been wonderful? And now they say just get rid of that constitution completely and everything's going to be smooth sailing. It's going to be grand. It's going to be divine. The Weekly Standard, Obama's economic stimulus. Obama's own economist says stimulus has cost $278,000 per job, with the average job paying less than $40,000 a year. That's a great government system. Of course, it's all siphoned off to insiders. That's why that average comes up. Crony capitalism, crony collectivism, just like the big insurance companies wrote the healthcare bill. They called you a racist if you weren't for it, to get all the dumb liberals running around screaming for it. Well, racists aren't for it. I'm for it. Throw me in the oven. Throw me in the fire. Throw me in the lion's den. New York City rationing toilet paper at Coney Island. That's right. Even though it's a big profit center for New York City and you got to pay for the rides and stuff, you get one sheet of toilet paper. So, because see, everything's got to go to the bankers. Over 80 new taxes in New York City and New York State combined the last couple of years. Total control, more bureaucracy. And then you go anywhere where there's city buildings, you got to bring your own toilet paper. And the police now are arresting even pregnant women or giving them tickets if they sit on a bench more than 5 minutes waiting for a bus. So they got all these rules to harass us, but then there's all these videos I was watching. What's his name? Jimmy Justice? I'm going to get to that guy on the show where he shows cops smoking in their squad cars, cops parking in front of fire hydrants, going in with their families and stores. Cops come up and attack him, knock a camera out of his hand. But then you do anything in New York. I mean, I saw videos. I never played it a few weeks ago. I played some of them, but I ran out of time, where it shows video after video where cops smoke cigarettes and cigars while they choke an ABC reporter, while they choke other media. They're like, you can't film here. He goes, well, I'm on the sidewalk here. I'm ABC News. There's a big truck right there. He goes, oh, and the cop goes, I told you, starts choking. He goes, wait. And the guy goes, as soon as they submits when they grab him, he goes, okay, I'll move to the other side of the street. He goes, no, and grabs him by the throat. The cops are choking him, and they look like something out of a science fiction nightmare tyranny. You know, a lot of dystopic science fiction movies, the cops almost wear like old-fashioned clothes, and they've all got like little pot bellies. And their shirts are real tight, and they look real goonish, and the hats are way down on their heads, you know, over their nose, or way back, and their whole mannerism's like, yeah, and they've got cigars while they're choking him. Going, oh, hey, he's gonna take care of it for you. Oh, hey, yeah, oh. I mean, it's like a nightmare. So the cops are just driving around drinking in the squad car, cigarettes. They just get out, waddle up to you. Some are all pot-bellied. Others have got big steroid arms, walking up to even families. Pittsburgh, old ladies come out with their shopping bags. They go, don't want to lie on the streets. And they're like, okay, officer, well, we're shopping. Didn't move quick enough. Release the dog. It's biting old women. The cops put statements out. This is the way we handle it. We said get off the street. And they're like, okay. They even wanted to grovel. They're like, yes, sir. We were just shopping. Not enough. Yeah, death to America. Death to freedom. Just total goonism everywhere. Now, of course, we cover it in Truth Rising. See, I couldn't cover the news here. Truth Rising. I played it a few weeks ago. It's so incredible. Where they go out in front of Building 7, the new Building 7, Larry Silverstein, owner of the complex. They have a sign saying, you know, Larry pulled Building 7. Building 7 was pulled. I forget the exact term. No, that day it was investigate Building 7. You can pull up the video and see the banner. The point is, they're standing on the across the street on the sidewalk, and they've been there over and over again, even jumped through the hoops to get the permits. And these guys show up directly out of Goodfellas Central Casting, with one of them with a pipe. And he goes, hey, and I can play the clip. I played it last week. Right out of a Bugs Bunny movie. You know, how the gangsters act in a Bugs Bunny movie. And I always thought those movies were, like, exaggerating. No. I have experienced in New York police and security people that literally are more gangsterous than the movies. And he goes, listen, I know you don't have a bomb, but I'm going to say you got one. And you're going to get 30 days in the hole. Look who's going to jail. Look who's going to jail. This goes on for 5 minutes. Then the cops show up and he goes, I think he's got a bomb in the bag. And the cops go, you know what he does? This camera's a gun. And they go, that's what tyranny is. That's what North Korea is. Just when these people can come to your house, do whatever they want with your wife. They got the guns. They got the weapons. They got the pot bellies. They got the roids. They got the devil tattoos. They got it all. They got gangster suits and pipes and cigars. Hey, listen here, little boy. You don't do this in America. I'm going to say you got a bomb. And they commit a fake bomb threat, call it in on tape. The police come, go along with it, and say, look, get out of here, or we're gonna say it's a bomb. And Luke goes, okay. And they're so dumb, they even give him the camera back. They call in fake bomb threats on video and release someone they know has a YouTube channel because they can do whatever they want. America is their broke-backed whore. America is here to have cigarettes put out on it like some tortured child in a dungeon. America is here to serve evil. And as long as we got 4th of July and hot dogs and people can flap big giant American flags made in China from the back of their foreign-made pickup trucks, I took a photo of that yesterday and uploaded it to my Twitter channel, twitter.com/RealAlexJones, which I'm really starting to add a lot of interesting stuff to. And see, I'm the conspiracy theorist. I'm the bad man. Conspiracy theory is now being able to tell 2 plus 2 equals 4. conspiracy theory is now saying, oh, they declassified that they did harass and intimidate and then grab Ernest Hemingway and electroshock him until he had no mind and he got out and committed suicide. It's admitted they did it, but because they said it was a conspiracy theory for decades, you are still bad even when it's admitted. And even though we have the police on tape with a fake bomb threat that's a violation of the Patriot Act and state and other federal laws, they don't care because they run America. The government ships in the narcotics. The government runs the sex slavery. The government puts poison and bisphenol A in your food. The government has made diabetes and cancer go off the chart. Cancer's doubled in the last 10 years. Diabetes has doubled in the last 10 years, and it's set to double again. And they're just going to, and your wives, your husbands, everybody's going to die around you, neighbors dying, children with chemotherapy. You go to the mall now, there's kids everywhere with shaved heads, hair falling out, black circles around their eyes, angel of death murdering them, and none of you will stop them. None of you will stop them. None of you, because it's too important to live in delusions. It's too important to live in lies. It's too important to watch your sitcoms and your dramas. It's too important to live in fantasy land and not be able to admit the evil, just like the Germans couldn't admit the evil of what was going on right under their noses, and the Soviets couldn't as well. Well, not me. I'm still a red-blooded American, and I'm here to raise the alarm in the spirit of 1776. More news, Brady!
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
There's a woman in the night. She needs help. We'll just write her off. We'll write ourselves off. You understand, we published the Rockefeller Foundation documents where they developed the sterilants in the vaccines in the 60s. We published where they admit over 100 million Americans died from complications. This was published in the 80s from the SV40 cancer virus in the polio shots. And then we played clips on CBC of the developer of it laughing and giggling about how many people it killed. This is how sick these people are. They know how to hide it by stealth, claim everything they're doing is humanitarian and your safety, and we're going to get rid of your individual liberties for the collective good. We are being mopped up. The globalists have stolen the world through fraud, through crony, monopoly, collectivism. Known as crony capitalism, but I'm trying to really get it down to terms that make sense and really actively, properly define what we're dealing with. They are the enemies of capitalism. Once they use a fraudulent system to wreck it, they then blame capitalism and say more globalism, more serfdom, more regulations. That will fix it. That will help you. That will take care of you. That is the solution to all your problems. And I look at all this economic news. I mean, rationing, toilet paper. There's money for every government bureaucracy, for shrimp on treadmills, for $15 million Halliburton tarps in Iraq. All these endless wars. And you understand this is the gutting of the country. Coney Island's making money for New York. It's very popular. But it's government run, so they're like, eh, no toilet paper. Because they have toilet attendants that hand you your one sheet. People are like, what? They'll pay somebody to make sure when you're in the toilet you don't use to. They can buy 100 times more toilet paper for the cost. They don't. It's about control. It's about somebody in there watching you go to the bathroom. TSA putting their hands on your pants. It's about getting in your space, getting in your privacy, breaking your will, teaching you to be a servile slave. Ugh. Ah, I'm sick of it. Watching the tyranny close in on us. ECB will continue to accept Greek debt. And they go on to say, oh, yes, now there needs to be a third bailout in Greece. And then we'll do with that. And then there'll be a fourth and a fifth and a tenth and a 20th. And they're going to implode all the major countries, including the U.S., and say, we'll fix the economy. Just give us trillions more. And you look at who owes the debt. The banksters created it, the six big mega banks. But that doesn't matter. Because the average American only knows about the latest murder trial. The average American only knows about the average football game because from birth, they were set in front of a television set, put into a technical medical trance on record. Look it up. You want Alzheimer's? You want brain damage? You want lower cognitive ability? Watch television. Get into that suspended disbelief. Internet's not as bad because you're doing things. You're moving around in it, the studies show. Radio's the best, even better than reading. Go look at the studies for neurons and development. It goes radio, reading, and on up. I think I covered studies in the London Telegraph last week. Just pull it up if you don't believe me. So the issue here is, ladies and gentlemen, you probably don't even want to watch this on PrisonPlanet.tv or do it and turn away every few seconds because even though I'm not sending subliminals or programming or anything, it still isn't good to lower your brainwaves. It still isn't good to just have your brain sit there from the flicker rate and also just by receiving the information, and I've already gone through this before, but when I say blue whale, you see blue whale. When I say red fire engine, you see red fire engine. When I say restaurant fire, you see restaurant fire. When I say your grandmother, you see your grandmother. When I say popsicle, age five, grandmas, you just pulled up popsicle, age five, grandmas. That stimulates your mind. If I show you a popsicle and grandma, I'm showing you a stereotypical grandma, and it also cuts back on neural connections, a lot of other issues. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Tons of news. Yes, it's all coming.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.